when country is healthy, our people will stay healthy. And that's why we've seen, since the coming of James Cook and Governor Phillip, there's been an enormous decline in the spiritual and physical health of Aboriginal people, because we can't maintain that connection. We can't re-strengthen that connection through those rituals and ceremonies. And there's been an enormous loss of life within the Aboriginal tribal nations because Aboriginal people have been prevented from caring for country. And we've seen in recent years, last year for example, the Howard government introduced that intervention, used a whole range of different subterfuges, such as the claim that Aboriginal children were being abused on the community, etc., that the alcoholism was out of control, the communities were dysfunctional. He used that as a cover in order to seize control of Aboriginal tribal country. He suspended the 1975 Racial Discrimination Act, and he also suspended the Northern Territory Land Rights Bill, which took the control of that land out of the hands of the senior people and the elders on the Aboriginal communities. And what is it all about? It wasn't about the health and welfare of the communities. It wasn't about the children at all. It was all about the uranium deposits underneath our country. And since time began, our people have always associated a great number of very negative things with that yellow cape. And each place where those deposits are have always been known as a sickness country. So Aboriginal people traditionally have always been opposed to uranium mining. And when Howard used the Little Children of Sagar report last year to bring in the intervention and suspend the right of Aboriginal people to control access on and off that land, our elders became very, very concerned. And that's an ongoing battle. We fought against the Howard government last year, right up till November 25th. Coming into this year, we now have to battle the Rudd government. And we're not intimidated by that. We're not put off by that. The fact that, as the elders say, it's the same horse, just a different saddle blanket. We have to take on this fight, because if the government is allowed to access those uranium deposits and extract the material and refine it and send to other places, then that stuff is poison and has a toxic half-life of 250,000 years or whatever. And the key of Aboriginal culture is us preparing ourselves to leave a positive and true and honest legacy behind for those who come after us. We don't want to leave a poison like uranium behind for generations of children yet unborn. That is wrong. So Aboriginal people are firmly committed to this battle. And as we saw in that election last year, the top five issues that were at the minds of most Australian voters were all to do with climate control and the environment. So there's a broad groundswell of interest and support out there for this issue. We need to be more active. We need to get out there in the neighbourhoods. We need to get out there in the shopping centres, in the schoolyard, etc. We need to make people more aware that despite what Anna Bligh says or Kevin Rudd says, this is of critical importance and decisions need to be made now. Anna Bligh plays lip service to it and then signs up for a further 12 coal mines in Queensland. That is wrong. That is wrong. That is just going to accelerate global warming, because the great bulk of that material extracted from those mines will go to China. And China has that great wall there that keeps the rest of the world out. They have very few controls, very few monitoring protocols. And we are also very concerned about that, because the bulk of those coal deposits, again in Queensland, are based on Aboriginal land. And Aboriginal people, Aboriginal elders, have no say over those places. So on behalf of our mob, we say that we stand with you on time on this issue of climate control, global warming, all the issues to do with trying to preserve this earth, because the most sacred gift that our old people have left us, and we need to keep this, we need to restore the health of it, we need to clean this place up. We need to clean the river up, clean the trees up. We need to lose a lot of this concrete and bitumen and steel and return it to the way it used to be, so that again, the land can be healthy, because once the land is healthy, the people are healthy. Thank you.